You're listening to Blumenblight, episode 15, Mending Hearts.
We will jump to the next day. I feel like sleep is probably a thing that everyone in this crew needs. Got Gamble Jade, a blanket, and some more pillows that are gathered around the area. They have the floor pillow. It's pretty comfy. I guess I'll just open it up to everyone. I would assume Larkspur at least stayed the night here within the healing chambers. If anyone else stayed, sleep over time. What are y'all working on today?
I mean, Daff stayed the night in the healing room. I think it goes without saying. Somebody has to make sure that Lark doesn't get up. So I think it's honestly just more guard dog duty. Like, genuinely just making sure that Lark doesn't try to, like, get up while she's trying to heal up, I guess. At least for that night, like, letting her sleep. But I don't know how much sleep Daff actually has gotten when morning comes around.
I think everyone, whoever is in the healing room, would be awoken by Faye turning the lights on just lightly, as then the opening to the wall right there by the bed would open up with coffee, orange juice, probably a little like Quaker Oats meal bar, because again, it's all very packaged foods, other than now the pho, which Faye does know how to make. Where they get the ingredients, who knows? But as will, you know, a big old bottle of ibuprofen. I feel like that's definitely going to be needed while dealing with all the bumps and bruises.
Breakfast.
Look, I'm getting up there in my body. I'm a tall girl, so my body is older than I actually feel I should be age-wise. And my breakfast sometimes is a Quaker Oat bar and some ibuprofen, and that's fine. You know, we got to get through.
Relatable content.
Would y'all like to officially tick off some sort of downtime action while you are healing up and chatting?
I think what Wolfsbane needs to do now, we're always at a disadvantage in these fights because they always have, I mean, if they didn't, you know, have all this extra information, they also have like giant like robot stuff that they can throw at us. So I would like to work on a long-term project. That project specifically is upgrade Cerberus, turning it into just not just a bike that, you know, is powered by magic, but like a full weapon I can use in combat. And I want to, because now we have Faye and there's just more space, I want to slowly but surely incorporate more tech into Cerberus and make it specifically, I think there was like some talk of like making me like a transformer, but like specifically, if, and this is going to be a deep cut, there's an anime called Megazone 23, which has a mech that turns into a robot and is also about people who are perpetually stuck in the 80s. But that's a whole nother thing. But I want to have this thing where the robot transforms into, like, the bike can turn into a transforming robot. I don't know all the details of that. Unfortunately, I am not an engineer, but I play one in this game. Can I do a downtime action of researching how to start that?
Absolutely. And I think probably where you would park Cerberus most of the time would be within the hideout. You know, I think there would be a bit of an opening right inside the actual closed doors to get in that kind of serves as that parking lot, for lack of better words. But probably where, if you did need to do any sort of repairs, well, here you would have some stuff and set up and a little area to work on things. And yeah, like you said, now that you have Faye, they will, you know, assist in whatever way you need. I don't know how much Wolfsbane would really want Faye tinkering here, but we'll direct research in the best way possible.
Yeah, Wolfsbane's leery about Faye because Faye knows things and won't tell us. Maybe can't is the word, but won't as well.
What's the difference at this point, you know? The information stayed and hidden, and that's not right.
Yep. So I should roll for that, right? That's a thing.
Yeah, so when you start a long-term project, describe what you are setting out to accomplish. Director will set the size of the project clock. The standard projects are 6 segments. I'll keep it at that, seeing as you do have additional help. Well, normally this would probably be a lot more difficult.
Okay.
You do have an all-knowing, magical version of an AI here. Mm-hmm. When working on the project, roll an appropriate action and advance the project clock according to your result. Critical success gives you 5. So what is the stats and such you would like to use here to work on this?
I don't think I can defy it into existence. That seems too aggressive. So let's do analyze, because that's like about looking at ancient books for information or like magical rituals. We're using magic here. So yeah, let's do that. I am not transcended, don't have any bonuses, unless is Faye giving me a bonus of any kind?
I would allow Faye to give you an extra D. You're using your resources. You've got a help here.
Perfect. Okay, submit that. Let's see what I do. Ugh, abysmal. One and a three, which are both things go badly, which I guess in this term is a little bit different, right?
Yeah. In this term, you don't have to worry too much about things going badly. This just means that you can mark two segments on the clock instead of possibly more there. And I think it's probably one of those things that the holdup isn't necessarily the lack of knowledge or ability or anything like that, that sometimes failing a skill check would make you think. It's more you're having to get Faye caught up on what Cerberus is, how this works. They have to dig through and see what they can give access to. You're having to kind of dig through information, and you're kind of putting together almost a bigger picture of like how to use this magic, which is... Probably a lot more in depth than you would think. Let me just build something. You know, you're getting a little more mystic in here. So it's just taking a little bit to kind of get your bearings on it to start. But progress is being made.
I would say all of you can just see me with a giant magical wrench working on Cerberus. Every once in a while you hear me go, "What? Okay, so I have to convert matter into magical matter. How do I?" Oh, I needed to pay attention in those math courses.
And then you can hear Faye just correcting equations and general vocabulary back every once in a while. What else would anyone else like to do for their first downtime action?
I think this can probably be just off screen. I get an additional downtime action now because of my playbook, which I think means I get three of them. So I'd like to use one of them to channel Donnie, who loves motorcycles and fixing things. And I think like as Victor is kind of sitting there trying to like tinker with his bike, you see Lonnie come in. They've got two brown eyes and their light weapon is turned into like a wrench that has like a wrench on one side and like a hammer on the other side. And they're like, "Yeah, you ready to go?" And they just kind of sit down next to you and work with you either chatty or in silence.
We have like a big old book of like motorcycle parts and we're just looking at them like, yes.
Yeah, 1,000%.
This is how it works. This is how the machine works. We'll go here. You tighten that thing, I'll tighten that thing.
I don't know what this is called, but it looks important.
To be honest, the whole thing looks important. So like, I agree. And we have a little bit of like a just like bonding over machine moment. Which, I mean, is typically seen as like a bro thing, but I honestly feel like it's not hyper-masculine and more just like, okay, this is literally a magical bike. How do I get my emotions to power it?
There's definitely some bro time. Donnie is gender fluid and uses they, she pronouns. So like, she's more than happy to just like bang it out with you. Goes and gets you a beer. And just kind of like has that like dude time and might ask about Pandora.
Oh shit.
Just shit talk though. You don't have to get too serious about it.
Ooh.
Just like, tell me about her.
Like the moment you say it, brain turns off, eyes go wide. All I know is that she's important to me. And this is, I don't know if I have like right now, I don't know if I have the mental space to talk about it. There's a lot of feelings that I don't quite know how to express.
Yeah. I know quite a lot about that. I'm trying to have a moment. Sorry. Anyway.
It's cool. That's cool. Anyway, can you pass me that part?
Yeah. They just like toss it to you.
Would you like to use that as the make a connection to maybe get some links with Wolfsbane?
I would.
Beautiful. I will ask the question. Wolfsbane, do you approve of this making a connection action here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you'll get that extra die from them as well.
I think I'll use empathize. 5.
Nice. Let's see. So with that then for a 5, it is 3 segments or 3 links in this case.
Okay.
That then, yeah, Wolfsbane can use to help out Belladonna.
There's going to be like some crossover team tag stuff that's going to happen now. I just feel it.
It'll be so good. What about Lark or Daff? Do you have a particular action you'd like to do first?
I think Daff's action is going to be self-explanatory to help a teammate recover.
Yeah, I think Lark is kind of sitting on the edge of the bed. That's as far, I think, as Daff has let her get.
Yeah.
And is trying, she wants to get up, so is trying to wrap stuff. I'm guessing the cracked bone, I'm guessing, is probably a rib. So it's like trying to stabilize things enough that she can get up and do stuff, because we don't have time to just sit here.
We also don't have time for you to run yourself into the ground and for us to be down a teammate.
I'll be fine. I heal quickly, you know that. It'll be fine.
Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt to see you like this. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt you to be like this.
I've had worse.
Doesn't make this any better.
I know, but we don't have time to sit around. We have to stop this. We don't know what they're doing. I mean, we do know what they're doing with the hospital, but we don't know how far they are or what that looks like. So we don't have time to just sit here.
We can't hit the information out of them. We can do research with you sitting down. Lily said we didn't have time. That's why she did what she did. That's why she didn't talk to us about it as much as she should have. We are not going to make the same mistakes that she did. We have more time than we have room to make those errors.
I still don't think what she did was a mistake. She bought us more time. We've been...
You didn't have to fight her.
Not yet. But if we go after her, it's going to be me that does.
Why are you so sure of that?
It's my job on the team. If Wolfsbane isn't punching them, then it's me.
Daff just sort of sits back, just crosses their arms. It's not your job to do everything. You know that, right? We are all on this team for a reason, which means that we are all just as capable of taking hits and giving hits. I know you're big and strong. I'm not trying to put that into doubt, but the rest of us are too.
No, but my wounds heal quicker, so I can take more of the hits so that other people don't, and...
It doesn't mean you have to take all of them. You said you were going to start letting us help. When does that start?
It was always Lily's job. And with her gone, somebody needed to step up into it.
We all needed to step up into it. You have to let us. Her feeling like she had to do everything alone is what got us all into this mess. And yes, I think it was a mistake, personally, that she went on her own. And you don't have to agree with me. I'm not asking you to. But I am asking you to let us help, because you have said you would, and yet this keeps happening. I could have taken some of those hits. You could have let us know that you needed help in there. I mean, look at me. I should have taken more hits.
Things escalated pretty quickly. I didn't have time to ask for help. Dreams are unpredictable.
You're right. That was... I should have known better. I shouldn't have let you go in alone.
That is not your fault. You needed to stop the fake Campbell Jade from leaving.
Yeah, well, you're also my job. All of you are. Keeping you guys safe. That's what I'm here for. It gets really hard to do that job when you don't want me to.
It's not that I don't want you to. I don't want you to get hurt, but it's also you keep yourself in two halves, and I don't know which one of you I can trust fully, which one is actually going to be there for me.
I don't keep them separate, not for you. I never have for you.
If I needed help, if Sybil needed help out in public, would you be there? Would Hadley pretend she didn't know who I was?
I think Daff is quiet for a long moment. You're right. You're right. I can't keep pretending that this is okay. That this is fair to you. I know you say you're okay about it, but it's... This isn't enough, is it? It never has been.
It's just difficult. I know you care, but...
I think there's another very... sizable, very heavy silence. And then Daff just nods. My mom's cooking on Saturday. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, this isn't working the way that it's been working, and I'm not gonna let it not work at all. So family dinner's at 6. My mom's making lasagna, but she can make something else if that doesn't work.
Daff, that's putting everything at risk.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But we can't keep doing this. I need you to trust me, and that's more important. And I really want to be able to brag about you. So, if this is what makes that happen, I'll figure it out.
Lark rolls her eyes at that, I think, and holds out her arm so that Daff can wrap it. Is there anything I should bring?
Just you. And she will finish, you know, tuck the ace wrap into into itself, you know, and pull Larkin for a hug that she's trying so hard to be gentle because she knows there's a cracked rib in there. She's seen the x-ray, but she can't not do that. More that she needs the reassurance than that she thinks Lark does.
Lark hugs her back tightly. I think kisses her, which is not something she does often, I think, like in the hideout around the team, but does here.
Excuse me, Daffodil.
Yeah, yes, Faye. Yeah, what's up?
My scans seem to indicate the ace bandage is a bit too tight. Vexper will lose feeling in her pinky in approximately 10 minutes.
Thank you, Faye. Sip, you gotta tell me. Come on, I'm not a doctor. You got-
It was such a cute moment, though. I didn't want to interrupt it.
Yeah, because it'll be so cute when you lose a finger because I'm an idiot. Come here, let me fix that.
All right. Would you like to roll to help a friend recover? And then I guess, do you want to loop it in the same make a connection that I think Larkspur was going for?
Yeah, do it at the same time.
That feels right, yeah.
Yeah, so thanks to my ability, since Lark is always outside of reality, at least a little bit, you get +1 die.
You also get +1 because of the healing room.
Yee. Is it +2?
If you get a crit, 2 sixes, you'll heal everything.
Well, you know, no pressure, right?
With that ace bandage is so strong.
No.
It's a magical ace bandage.
It's a magical ace bandage. Shit, I can't roll. No way I can roll conceal for this. No. I'm not transcendent. I used all my abilities. Goddamn, I can try. I think express fits. I feel like there was a lot of expressing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, please not a risky roll.
No, not risky.
Lark just dies.
Lark, I kill Lark. Holy shit, that's 2 sixes.
It's a crit.
Did you crit? You crit!
The power of love,
the
baby.
The power of love healed all of Larkspur's.
The power of gay hurt comfort.
Yeah, so you filled my clock twice.
Fucking superb.
So that removes all of my harm.
Hey, the power of one gay kiss.
Just one, that's all you need.
Truly life-saving.
Truly.
Awesome. I'm baffled.
How do we think this looks and feels? You know, the power of love and friendship has healed us as all good anime and magical girl moments. But how do we think that this is like visualized and felt between the two characters?
Lark's magic, specifically her swords and things like that, are her manifesting her own dreams. And those do, at least some of them in part, do deal with Daff. So I think there's, as they connect here, there is a lot of joy that kind of bubbles up at finally being allowed into Hadley's life. So I think we see very similar to the kind of iridescent blue of her blades, just small like wisps kind of twisting up like her arm going across some of these cuts. And they just fade away like in a dream.
That never stops being cool.
So I am so good at getting punched.
And yet you never want to spar with me. Try not to be offended.
You're too cute for me to want to fight.
I can be not cute. I can be big and intimidating.
But I am feeling a bit stiff, I think. I wonder if Wolfsbane is up for a fight.
Oh, come on!
And Lark, I think, sticks her tongue out at Hadley and pushes herself up. And kind of wanders out of the room.
There's a second where, like, Daff goes up to, like, catch her, and then she doesn't need it.
If it's okay, I think Lonnie peeks their head in and is like, what, you want to spar? We can spar.
Who, me?
Yeah, let's go. You don't mind if I borrow them, do you?
No, go for it. Daff's been wanting a fight, so.
That's not what, yeah. Yeah, all right.
Oh, should we do teams?
Oh, shit.
I think we could all use some training, some sparring after everything that has happened.
You can ask Wolfspin.
We haven't done any team training since Lily.
You all walk out and start heading to the practice room, feeling invigorated for some. And just to add, since we had adorable anime moment of healing, we also have the contrast of just a super goofy scene in which Zeke busts out of the sauna as he has just been sitting in there and not wanting to interrupt this whole time and just has been trapped in a hot sauna.
No, he knows my name. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is going to come to bite me.
Just collapses into the pool.
I did forget to roll my make a connection. I just realized.
There you go.
Oh, shoot.
The crit, it just overshadowed everything for a moment.
That is a 6.
Oh, shit.
Just a single
nice.
6.
So 4 links.
Sick gnarly.
I think as we're walking to the practice room, Daffodil, you can kind of sense that Vonnie is, like, you can kind of feel like the tendrils of their presence kind of reaching out to you. And when we finally get in there, even if there is a group practice, their attention is focused on you. Mm-hmm. And you can hear them talking to you in your head, like, as we spar.
Awesome. And we've established that, like, we can sort of talk back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of, like, goofy sort of conspiring happening in this sort of, like, mental conversation of, like, okay, I have this trick I want to try. I think we could do it. They don't know about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to show them. So here's what we do. Fully, like, conspiratorially, like, how can we catch these guys off guard?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of goofy that, like, they haven't really had with any of y'all in a minute.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get back into it.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And, like, their kind of stance, like, their countenance at first is very serious as we begin. But they start to kind of, like, loosen up as we're kind of doing these new moves together. Belladonna's purpose for the GM is to make a connection with Daffs. And you can hear in your head, like, we're talking about, you know, the next move and kind of bonding over that, knowing that you like to fight and knowing that you like to spar. Like, that's a big part of why she asked you to come and do this. But you also hear, I'm really glad that you came out. I thought we could, like, clear the air. Things have been tense, and I know that your attention has really been on Lark. That's where it should be. I just want you to know that I approve, and we've got to watch her. We've got to make sure she's okay. She shouldn't carry all of this by herself.
I think there's, like, a bit of, if there can be, like, a mental laugh. Yeah, no, I'm glad you approve. But no, it's good to be back.
It is.
I know my tension's been all over, but you all deserve it. I am sorry for being gone.
It's okay. I mean, we all need a fucking moment sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But this is better.
It is. I also wanted to reassure you. I love her in my way. Not the way you do, obviously, but I love her. And she loves you, which makes me love you more. So just know, like, even when we disagree, I've always got your back.
Right back at you.
Awesome. I think we're going to be perfectly fine next time. As long as this fucking arm stops doing whatever the fuck this is. And you can see, like, their like, arm is, like, really weird. Like, they're kind of wincing every time you touch them. And you can see that there's, like, a little bit of, like, an abrasion there. Probably not, like, a second or third degree burn. Maybe a second degree burn. They've wrapped it up and everything. But, like, they're tender every time that, like, someone kind of grazes it or brushes past. But they complete the lifts and the moves. And they respond to all of, like, your new instructions on the kind of fighting stances and concepts that you've been building. And they have a lovely time.
There's a bit of a side eye. Like, on occasion when she, like, winces or something or, like, avoids putting weight on it, just sort of, like, there's a side eye. And then, like, after the spar is done, there's going to be a moment of, like, okay, now it's your turn. Get in the healing chamber. Like,
No. I'm fine.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Hey, mm-mm. Sit.
She looks at you with two blue eyes and is like, okay, I'm sitting down. We need it.
Thank you.
It's fine.
I appreciate it, Bella.
I mean, can I at least eat pho while we're doing this?
Yeah, if you can use your other hand, can you eat pho left-handed? It's kind of impressive, actually. I would like to see you try.
Ambidextrous, obviously.
Yeah, but is that your pho-eating hand? I don't know.
It is today.
Sick.
So we've got make a connection. Are you doing a official another downtime action to heal up Belladonna? Or?
Yeah, I'll leave it up to you if you would rather have make a connection happen, but I mean, if you've got injuries, Daff is on medic duty.
Yeah, I will accept your healing, but I will make a connection with you.
Excellent. Sick. Bet. Mm-hmm. Break. Good talk.
because she's accepting, does that mean I get an extra die, or is it not the same as with Wolfsbane?
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Since she is accepting of the making of connections, it is all good.
Ugh, terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Miserable.
A lot of focus is on pho and pain, but, you know, the connection is being made. So that is two links.
You still get two.
Still two. Okay. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Better than zero.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't hurt you too much.
I get these links and you get the healing.
Correct. Cool. You have two links.
Yeah. They're for you.
Use, mm-hmm. To help Belladonna or whatever at any point in time.
Sick.
And then can roll for healing. You'll get a plus 1d for the healing space.
Excellent. Room. Excellent. Maybe flow,
because
It's using working together in battle to sort of analyze what actually needs done here.
Yeah.
Ah, another six. Oh my God.
Nice. Another six.
Staff is party healer, I guess, which makes sense.
Fantastic.
Got you, boo.
Thanks.
The intercom comes on again.
Oh, I guess you don't need my help anymore.
Oh my gosh, Faye, don't be like that.
I'm kidding. That was quite impressive.
That was good. That was great acting.
Thank you. I've been watching lots of soaps, I think is what they're called.
I need to get you onto Grey's Anatomy. You would love that. I'm talking to a computer. Okay.
Technically, I'm magic.
I'm talking to the magic?
Magic computer.
That sounds slightly better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Here is Morpha.
Door opens.
Faye knows to just keep it going.
At some point, we're going to get sick of pho, but right now it slaps.
I mean, the way that Zeke made it sound, we just need to feed this a, like, Julia Child cookbook, and we're set.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get my mom's recipe this weekend. We're going to have lasagna for days.
Yes.
Lasagna and sparring is a great combination.
Carb up.
You got a carb load. Get your protein in.
No complaints.
So how is Lark getting Wolfsbane into the practice room?
Yeah, I think walking by where he's working, just like tosses a towel at his face. Let's fight.
Grabs it. I'm kind of busy. What's going on?
I'm stiff from the injuries and I need someone to fight.
Oh, okay. And you think that's more important than what I'm doing?
I mean, I can fight a dummy. Stay here.
Okay. He starts to like lumber up and kind of loosen up some muscles. Let's see if this is even worth it. Follows you to the practice room.
I'm surprised you've never turned down a fight before.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've paid attention in the last 24 to 48 hours, but a lot of things have been going on. And to be honest, I don't know how much of it I can trust you to handle anymore. So I might be preoccupied in taking care of things myself.
And why is that? Lark says as she's like taping her hands.
Oh, well, let's begin. Last time we had a little outing, the mission didn't go exactly as planned. Fair, you know, you can't predict everything, but you can do a little insight, a little investigation. Maybe have some insider information, like maybe what Lily was planning that you didn't tell us about. Maybe that could have helped us in that situation. And he's also wrapping his hands, getting ready to throw.
I know I should have told you all, but Lily asked me not to, and at the time, she and I have been doing this together the longest. I trusted her in this decision, and I have to keep telling myself that she was right. I don't know if I still believe that, but I don't have time to stop and think about that.
You know what? You're right. You don't have time to stop. And he throws a punch immediately your way. And I would say he just is going to start throwing as hard and as fast as he can. Putting out quips like, remember, I can't pull punches. My hand is robotic. just like trying hard to whittle you down. Because what he's trying to do, I'll kind of pull back the curtain a bit. Like, because what he's really trying to do is he's trying to test you. He's trying to test where is your resolve in this after all that's happening. Because he can't be sure anymore.
Yeah, Lark, when she's not fighting with her blades, focuses mainly on kicks. So she's also not holding back. She's going pretty hard as well. There's a lot of unresolved tensions from everything she has seen and learned and experienced lately. Wolfsbane is a good sparring partner to take that out on.
I think, yeah, it's a lot of... This is oddly cathartic for both of us, I think. Just having the moments to throw out what feelings have been deep inside. And like, at first, yeah, he is trying to like provoke you into being more aggressive, which, hey, you're giving it all, so he appreciates it. But like, as he starts throwing, he starts being more vulnerable to you and starts saying, if we can just be better, if I can just be better, I can save them all. And I need you there to be with it. I need your head out of your dreams and into this reality.
I think there's a moment where Wolfsbane kind of like knocks Lark back. And she kind of tumbles and pulls herself back up. Lily didn't keep you out of our plans because she didn't trust you as a person. Because you're rash when you fight. It can be a liability.
You know, I might be a liability, but at least I get work done. Get back up and throw again.
You do. But you could do so much better if you kept a little bit of restraint. I don't agree with every way that Lily handled things, including keeping you out of the loop on stuff. But I have to know that if you know an outcome, you're not just going to rush at it.
Well, if I was really going to rush and just mess things up, I probably wouldn't be here sparring with you. I'd probably be back at my garage waiting for Pandora. So give me a little bit of credit, and maybe, just maybe, I could put some trust in you.
You're right, and I appreciate you being here. And I will try to keep my head out of the dreams, but that is where my magic comes from. That is where all of our knowledge comes from before we go into a mission.
Just don't let it distract you. You need to make a choice when the time comes. And you can't be distracted on what ifs. You need to focus on what is.
I know. And when it comes down to fighting this fake Lily, or these other former magical girls, I think you and I are the only ones who are going to be able to make that decision.
For once, we agree on something. And that's how I want to make a connection. I think originally I was going to defy for this because I thought we'd just be fighting, but that got a little more emotional than I expected. I don't really have anything good in those, but like I want to roll a confess, which will just be a single die, and we'll see how that goes. Does that sound good for everyone?
You'll get an additional, I'm assuming, if Larkspur is approving of this route of connection making, you will get an additional D for that.
Absolutely. Finally finding common ground.
Yeah. Let's see how I do. Oh, goodness gracious. So he's not good at this.
But you know, I feel you still get two links. So I guess I'll pose the question to Lark of how is this taken from Lark's point of view? Because I feel like, you know, it's gruff. It's a first attempt at this, but it's getting through. You know, what do you kind of see in Wolfsbane in this moment?
It's emotionally, there's a lot to be desired in the way that Wolfsbane is trying to connect. But that wasn't entirely the point of this. Lark knows that the team is going to have to make some very, very difficult decisions in this fight, and she needs to know that somebody will back her up on that. And Wolfsbane, she thought, would be the most likely. So seeing that resolve there, I think there's a moment where they kind of block each other's hits and like looking into each other's eyes. You can see it, the resolve kind of harden in each of their expressions. That understanding that if difficult decisions have to be made, it'll be the two of them that are making it.
As the pair of you spar, the other pair of you spar oddly very quietly as you're in your own conversations, you will have a fey voice come over the intercom system once again.
Team Bloom, I have gathered the information you requested. All of the magical girl team's photos are in the war room. And thanks to help from Campbell, Jade, I have gathered history on Light.
Thank you, Faye.
Guess that's time then.
Yeah, time to figure out who we're fighting, how to end this.
Hey, Lark.
Yeah?
Whatever comes next, don't choke.
Same to you.
Thank you so much for listening to Bloom and Blight. Our cast includes Taylor as the director, Candace as Belladonna, Logan as Wolfsbane, Kit as Daffodil, and Anna as Larkspur. Cast details can be found in the show description. All production is handled by Anna and Kit, with sounds and music courtesy Epidemic Sounds. Girl by Moonlight is a Forged in the Dark system from Evil Hat Productions. To stay up to date with all things Bloom and Blight, be sure to give us a follow on social media at Bloom and Blight. And check out bloomandblight.com for a link to our community Discord server, transcripts, and more. Nominations are now open for the 2024 Crit Awards. If you like what you hear, vote for us and your other favorite shows and creators at critawards.org. Bloom and Blight is a Dareful Archives production. See you next time.